This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
Drive home with John Perlman
on 702. Let's walk the talk.
19 minutes past 5 to Washington, D.C. we go, where we're joined by Simon Marks, President and Chief Correspondent at Feature Story News. Simon, a very good morning to you. Good afternoon, of course, if you were greeting me. It's 6 hours difference. What should we be looking out today as we look at TV pictures of queues at polls? What are the key indicators?
Well, I think, John, that we're going to get several important questions answered here over the next few hours. And the principal one is whether Donald Trump has been accurate in predicting that the country is about to be witnessing a silent majority, a massive red wave, as he describes it, of Republican voters that are going to propel him to 4 more years in the Oval Office. We know from early voting, 99 million Americans cast their ballots before Election Day dawned here, that the Democrats were very buoyed by the numbers of registered Democrats, people that are known to support the Democratic Party, that were showing up at early voting. However, we learned within the last few hours that certainly the Republicans in the state of Florida appear to have made up the gap that existed there, and it's much more evenly poised in terms of early voting down in the Sunshine State than the Democrats initially, I think, had hoped it was going to be. So we have to see who turns out all over the country. Has Joe Biden been successful, supported as he has been in the campaign's closing phases by his former boss, Barack Obama, in getting out the black and Latino vote here in the United States, particularly the Latino vote in Florida, which had been problematic for him. Cuban and Venezuelan exiles living in Florida don't necessarily trust the Democrats. They worry they're going to be too soft on communist Cuba and revolutionary Venezuela. Has Joe Biden done anything to push that back? And equally, has Donald Trump done anything to see off the impact of disaffected Republican groups like the Lincoln Project, which is this huge factor, frankly, in this election campaign? It secured $39 million in funding from supporters in the third quarter of this year. Republicans who don't like where Donald Trump has taken not just their party, but Republicanism, their ideology. They don't believe that he's really a Republican at heart, a conservative. So they're also trying to get him removed from the White House. So I think an enormous amount hinges not just on turnout, but on who is turning out. And once we get some exit poll data a little bit later in the day before the polls close, I think we might get more of a sense of where this race could be heading.
The perception is, and you'll guide me on this, Simon, is that Republicans are less concerned about the pandemic-related risks of voting in person, and therefore automatically there will be more of them willing to stand in lines today. Is that too simplistic?
Well, it's what Donald Trump claims. I think we have to find out if the claim is accurate or not. I mean, certainly if you've looked at the videotape of Donald Trump at the numerous rallies he's done over the last 2 weeks, his core supporters appear to have no qualms whatsoever about standing in close quarters, most of them not wearing masks, thousands of people showing up, the president and key members of his staff traveling with him, none of them wearing face masks or taking precautions. A White House, of course, that was itself an epicenter, a localized epicenter for COVID-19 just a few weeks ago. So the president and Republicans have been engaging in super spreader events. There'll be another one tonight at the White House. 400 of Donald Trump's friends and supporters gathering to watch the results with him there. It is perfectly possible that those Republican voters have decided to eschew the concept of early voting and are indeed going to show up at polling stations all over the country today. The question, though, John, ultimately is, are there enough of them? I mean, remember that Donald Trump, to win this election, you know, he's got to thread the needle a second time. He's got to win at the roulette wheel of life again, as he did in 2016. He needs every single vote that he won in 2016, yes, and ideally some more of them, in order to pull himself across the line. And it's hard to see whether that's a viable goal for him to attain.
And in terms of the processing of the results, I mean, there's been huge speculation. There's been a certain amount of noise around it in regard to pronouncing oneself winners and all that kind of thing. Do you have any better sense than you had yesterday, Simon, of a timeline?
You know, there are so many disparate predictions being made here. I saw that James Carville, you'll remember him, he was known as the Raging Cajun. He was a top advisor to Bill Clinton back in the 1990s, obviously a Democrat, was predicting on CNN last night that this whole thing is going to be over by 10 o'clock in the evening, U.S. time, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, South Africa time. So great does he think the landslide is going to be for Joe Biden. He doesn't believe that there will be any path to victory for President Donald Trump because of the way political forces are arrayed here. Equally, there are others here who believe that we could be in for days or possibly weeks of litigation over recounts, over postal votes. That's one of the reasons why there's such a tremendous sense of tension in the air here in Washington. Shops and offices all boarded up here as they are in cities all over the country. No real sense, as we were saying yesterday,
yes,
but this is a celebration of democracy. So could it be a Biden landslide? Yeah, it could be. Maybe this has all been bluster by Donald Trump and the Republicans. But equally, maybe Joe Biden has had as much difficulty on the campaign trail making the sale that Hillary Clinton had back in 2016. We just don't know yet.
And a brief word from you, Simon, on the race for the other two houses, House of Representatives on the one hand, the Senate on the other. Which way are those expected to go? Because whoever wins, that will have a big, big impact on what they can do and how they can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. They are as important, those races, as the race for the presidency. We talk a little bit too much, I think, about the presidency and not enough, particularly about the Senate, where Democrats are hugely hopeful that they are going to emerge with a majority. It's absolutely guaranteed that they'll maintain their majority in the House of Representatives. They may even extend it. But what Democrats are looking for is a clean sweep. They want Joe Biden to be able to become president, relying on a majority of Democrats in the Senate, overturning the majority that the Republicans currently enjoy there, also having a majority in the House of Representatives, which would, in theory, for the next 2 years, clear the way for Joe Biden to do pretty much anything that he wants to correct the things that Donald Trump has done over the last 4 years. That's what Democrats dare to dream about as this election day continues.
And we're just getting a question from a listener. Is Kanye West in the race, and is Kanye West a factor?
Well, he's on the ballot in a very small number of states where he was able to get on the ballot. So he's kind of in the race. I would suggest to you, though, that there is actually a third-party candidate more important to the outcome of this race, and that's a woman by the name of Jo Jorgensen, who is the Libertarian candidate here. She's on the ballot all over the country, and in some of those crucial battleground states is notching up 2 and 3 percentage points of support. So if you find yourself in a situation where Joe Biden and Donald Trump are evenly poised in Florida, and Jo Jorgensen has siphoned away a couple of percentage points from Donald Trump because she's a Libertarian and would more naturally take votes away from him, she could become a really important factor for Donald Trump and the Republicans tonight.
Thanks very much. Simon Marks on the line to us from Washington, D.C.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.